country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome to the show,
because
folks.
You can't starve us out and you can't make us.
Here we are on February 26th, 2020. You're tuned into the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. I'm James Kelso, your host. Honored to be so for the next 60 minutes. And you're invited to participate at 800-313-9443 from wherever you are around the world and on ships at sea. The show is live, eminently obvious all the time throughout this broadcast. And so here we go. I think I got all the preliminaries taken care of there. Let me just take a look here and see if the president has increased his Twitter account. Of course, we're the biggest fans of Donald Trump's Twitter account. And see if I can't get it to display here. Last night, it increased by another 100,000 members or followers. And here he is. Still at 73 million, hasn't gone up to 73.1. Look for that maybe tomorrow night. the stupendous growth of his Twitter account. Well, he did a magnificent job today in his press conference addressing the coronavirus. Very, very wonderful. We'll draw a contrast tonight between the president's performance at his coronavirus press conference, at which he had arrayed around him and to both sides of him the leading lights of immunology and whatever else some of you doctors out there might call in and tell me what the pertinent specialties in medicine are. The world's greatest were there with him in the White House. We'll contrast that with the previous night's demon rat dumpster fire debate, at which you had seven screaming memes, lying, belly aching, whining, falsifying. I guess that's the same as lying. They were a sight to behold last night at the dumpster fire debate. And let's hope this was not lost upon the American people, that they can have that whiplash experience of contrast between, well, today, Nancy Pelosi keeping it up, and Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi going on TV saying that the coronavirus was completely out of control and the president was completely culpable in, I mean, she pretty much made it sound as if Donald Trump developed the coronavirus in his own personal laboratory and has now inflicted it on the American people and is chuckling, wringing his hands and chuckling as it strikes down millions of dead Americans. That's about what it sounded like with Nancy Pelosi. So continuing the screaming, the demon rat dumpster fire. Well, By contrast, in the president's press conference, he had the world's, I mean, it was reassuring to me, let me tell you. It was very calming to me. He gave good facts, and his the top doctors, they gave good facts that point out that, in fact, no, millions of Americans aren't dying. In fact, none have died. And the small number who have tested positive for the presence of the virus in their system are recovering. So they are. That's also very encouraging. Another thing that became evident in today's press conferences is that there's a reason that any time a very rich, very famous, very powerful person who can get anything they want, anywhere they want it, when they need medical care, where do they go? Where do they go? Do you know? I do. They go to Rochester, Minnesota, to the Mayo Clinic. And they go to Johns Hopkins Hospital, to which the president referred today. And all of these other great American, to that isolation unit in Lincoln, Nebraska. They come to America for the best medical care in the universe. The best doctors, the best hospitals, the highest standards. When it's a matter of life or death, when some prince or sultan or potentate or poobah of industry who has a few billion dollars of loose change, when their lives depend on it, they come here. And if somebody lives in Britain, they come here. If they live in Canada, they come here. Because this is the best. Well, how does this connect to the coronavirus? It appears, at first blush, it appears that our superior medical system is going to handle this virus far more competently than the Chinese have, or the Koreans, or I saw a report about Italy in the newspaper today. The Italians were saying that one of the reasons they've had an outbreak of cases is that one of their hospitals screwed up. One of their hospitals was, their phrase was, not following protocol, which is, that's bureaucrates for screwing up. So I didn't specify what they did, but you imagine whatever it was, they didn't isolate people, they let them out too soon, whatever they were doing, they weren't using the right equipment or the right procedures. So there you go. There is a case in point. And as a result, the Italian tourism minister was saying that the Italian tourism industry is shot. Right now it's shot. Nobody wants to get on an Italian cruise ship. Nobody wants to go to Italy to walk around the streets of Florence or Turin. And because of this deficiency in their medical system, which it appears that we are the president said it best today. He held up a chart. Boy, was he prepared. He held up a chart to the camera prepared by, who was it? Some very authoritative source, which was, Johns Hopkins. Aforementioned how Johns Hopkins did a study of the medical systems of the world, rating them for their competence at fighting epidemics. Guess who came out number one as the best? Yes, we did. So very reassuring. That's exactly what the president needs to do. I mean, he was so presidential, calming down even Kelso. You know, I was looking around on the internet here for face masks today. And, you know, I was considering getting my nano silver. I've never done that, but I've heard about, you know, it kills viruses. And so you know, I'm still, you know, interested in these things, but I don't think I'm going to go scrounge around to spend $500 on stored food or something this week. The president really put me a little bit more at ease. I know, for instance, right here in North Dakota, we have tremendous hospitals. And, well, there you go. Oh, and important point, the demon rats, of course, were giving the president a lot of grief when he said, I'm closing. Nobody, you're not coming here from China. Sorry, border closed. No, we're not taking Chinese planes. We're not taking Chinese ships. And we're not taking people from other infected areas. Oh, because now we know what that kind of a policy is, don't we? Is everybody all together? Can we all say the word all together? If you say that people from a certain country can't come into your country for any reason, including the plague, the black plague, the bubonic plague, whatever, anything, it doesn't matter. You, sir, and you, ma'am, I'm looking right at you, you are a, starts with an R, and what does it rhyme with? What does it rhyme with? It's interesting. If you were going to write poetry with the word racist in it, what would you rhyme it? Oh, well, we'll have to look up in a thesaurus of rhymes. Anyway, you're a racist if you close your border to a place that's got disease out of control. Oh, and that was an interesting point. Big mouth Amy Klobuchar in the debate was going on about how, you know, Donald Trump is, oh man, he's not up to the job here. He's exposing us all to disease and death. Then somebody said, well, would it be okay with you, Amy Klobuchar, if we close the border? Oh, I didn't say that. No, oh, don't go there. No. Oh, we wouldn't want to close the border. Why? You know, I'm so concerned about the health of our citizens. I am so much better than Donald Trump. I want to protect everybody, all the little children and all the women and all the old people. I want to protect them. The Donald, mean, the man, the orange man, the mean man. He doesn't want to protect our people. Oh, close the border? Oh, wait a minute. Oh, I can't do that. Well, why not, Mrs. Klobuchar? Well, because that would be racist. Oh, hypocrisy is thy middle name, demon rats. Anyway, the president did that very early on, and it apparently has had a tremendously salubrious effect on the development so far of this disease in our country. Oh, the president had another very interesting point. Again, really bringing the temperature in the room down, which is what a great leader does, inspiring confidence in his people. He said, you know, it shocked me today, said the president. I should go find this clip and play it for you. It shocked me today. My staff brought to me the statistics. I wanted to know how many people die of the flu every year in America. And, you know, some of us die every year. And many millions of us catch the flu. And he said, you know, you know, the flu that everybody talks about every year, you know, did you get the flu? No, I had the flu. No, I didn't have the flu. He said 25,000 to 69,000 Americans die every year of the flu, to which there is no cure. There's no ending the flu any more than there is any end to the common cold. 25,000 to 69,000. He said that was shocking to me. I did not know how high that number was. But that put things in perspective, because none of us are you anxious? Are you worried about dying of the flu next year or the year after that? I'm not. I think I've had the flu sometime during my life, various times. How do you tell? Do you even know yourself? Did I have a cold or did I have the flu? I don't know. I had a, you know, and you kind of go, see, well, I threw up, so it must have been the flu, or, you know, something like this. You don't know. And I don't even go to doctors, so I don't have any doctor to tell me whether he thinks I had the flu or a cold. But 25,000 to 69,000 of us die of the flu every year, and we're not worried about it. So now, then he brings in the fact, he says, well, we've got this new virus, and nobody's died in this country of it. Nobody. And we have a few dozen who have it, and they came in from, you know, in the way that he stopped with his travel ban, they came in off of that cruise ship in Yokohama Harbor, Americans on that ship that the dumbasses in the State Department put on two airplanes with a lousy protection inside of the airplanes. They didn't put the sick ones on one plane and the well ones on another plane. No, they mixed them both. They mixed them up, mixed together, totally violating medical standards. What State Department? What kind of hospital does the State Department run? Okay. These are the people who tried to overthrow Donald Trump, and they're still trying to do it. And then what did they do as protection within the planes? The sick people sat at one end of the plane, and the not sick people sat at the other end of the plane. And then between them, they had a sheet of plastic, which went partway across the plane because you had to walk back and forth past the plastic to go to the bathroom. Wow. We got real geniuses in the State Department, these career pukes. So anyway, so those people came into these excellent isolation units in the United States, but nobody's died. And then the president had another reassuring thing to say. He said those people who came into the country who were sick with coronavirus, he said almost all of them are getting well. And some of them are about to be told they can leave the hospital. That's pretty darn encouraging, is it not? So anyway, that's two things that happened in the last 24 hours. Let's go to the president's Twitter account right now. Let me hit refresh. Got to do that if you've been off it for more than 5 minutes. 25 minutes ago, he puts up his tweet on his news conference. This is the one I was just referring to. Let me play this for you.
Condolences to the victims and families in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Oh, this is a shooting.
At a Molson Coors Brewing Company plant. The better we're getting, we have a total of 15. We took things like this happen. We're ready to adapt, and we're ready to do whatever we have to as the disease spreads, if it spreads. As most of you know, the level that we've had in our country is very low, and those people are getting better, or we think that in almost all cases, the better are getting. We have a total of 15. We took in some from Japan. You heard about that, because they're American citizens and they're in quarantine, and they're getting better too. But we felt we had an obligation to do that. It could have been as many as 42. And
now, by the way, as to build my confidence, because I know the president's not a doctor any more than I am, so I want to hear these things he's saying are wonderful, but I want to know that they're coming from the top doctors in the world. Well, sitting right next to him on his shoulder is a woman. Let me remember her name. She is considered one of the top such people in the world at the Center for Disease Control. Her name is going to come to me in a moment. It's something like Suchat, something close to that. Starts with an S and rhymes with a cat. She's right there nodding in agreement as the president is reciting these numbers and giving his summary of events. That's telling me the president's got it right. We'll be right back after this break.
It'll still last 10 years like the show. Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come. Good times ain't over for good.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
And we won't ever...
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain.
I had my mic live there. I hope that didn't cut in on you.
Some might call me a good time fella.
I ain't black. I ain't yellow. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, let's come back to, we're in the president's Twitter account right now, and he tweets something. His tweets are just so phenomenal. That's what they are. One of the things the president is doing is where patriots have appeared, across the country, he gives them a huge boost with his endorsement, with just putting them in his Twitter account. Here's one. Here's a tweet that he's put up for somebody, a great lady who's running against, young lady, who's running to unseat Nancy Pelosi. And let's meet her for a second. This has 1.1 million views, this tweet. And her name is, her name is, the president tells us, Deanna Lorraine. And the president says, Nancy has allowed her district to go down more than any other in the USA. Hardly even recognizable. And then Deanna Lorraine writes in the same tweet, I'm Deanna Lorraine, conservative Sicilian spitfire, running against Nancy Pelosi for Congress. I will replace her soulless leadership with love, laws, and fierce patriotism. Tick-tock, old man. Your day of reckoning is coming for your crimes against Americans. Bye, Nancy. Ooh, I like her. Listen to her. You'll hear her voice in just a moment. And meanwhile, you'll hear interspersed. This is a pastiche here of different radio hosts and TV hosts, but you'll eventually hear Deanna Lorraine, and she is a spitfire.
Emerges as a candidate taking on longtime Congresswoman and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
Who would have the nerve for this David and Goliath battle? She's Republican Deanna Lorraine.
Her name is Deanna Lorraine.
She's running against Nancy Pelosi in her liberal San Francisco district. It's the 12th district. She is an outspoken political and culture warrior.
I want to make sure the rest of America does not turn into the worst parts of San Francisco.
That's her.
She is a 32-year veteran of do-nothing Democrats.
That's her.
Meanwhile, there are real veterans who have fought for our freedoms that are suffering on the streets that she ignores.
And we will not be a socialist country, and we will never be a shit.
She wants to turn the rest of the country into San Francisco, and we as patriots cannot allow that. We need to fight for the America that we know and that we love.
Nancy Pelosi is the embodiment of cultural rot in America. And I believe that San Francisco is the epicenter of cultural rot in America. And I wanted to take the issues that I have with her, I wanted to take the fight for our nation's soul and our nation's families directly to the front line.
It's very convenient that she's out there wasting so much time on this witch hunt on Russia hoax number two, right? When she's not even looking at the problems in her own district, in her country, like the homeless issue. It's very convenient that she's pointing the finger of the problems of America at the NRA, right, or guns. But again, she's ignoring the actual problems that real Americans are dealing with. This is the problem with her and the Democrats, and this is why I'm so outraged, is they're spending way more time on focusing on political correctness.
By the way, she in her video there, she just showed a clip of San Francisco. I don't know if it's the street. I lived on Green Street, which is just blocks away from Nancy Pelosi's current mansion. And I didn't live in a mansion. No way. I was just a teenager. Footloose and fancy free, living on Green Street there. But it showed a row of houses. That one of those could have been the one I lived in, actually, with a whole bunch of other people.
Focusing on identity politics, focusing on giving free health care to illegal immigrants.
I am running for Congress because I believe we have to fight. We cannot wave the white flag of surrender. We cannot let them win.
She is a communist. We need to actually roll up our sleeves and deal with head on the real problems that real Americans are dealing with.
Wake up, folks. We are at war.
I might be small, but I'm feisty. Don't let my looks deceive you. I'm an Italian spitfire, and I will go head to head with Nancy.
Now, I may not have Nancy's old age, but I got a couple things that she does not.
Yeah, like she does have a couple of things that Nancy doesn't have, like good looks and brains and character. That's pretty exciting. Now, by the way, that's an example. That's an example offered to you as such of what Donald Trump has done across America. This lady, let me see her name again, Deanna Lorraine, she has been inspired to join with her candidacy. She has become a part of the Trump movement, of fighting against, what did she say? The cultural rot. Beautiful. And notice how she has a great intellectual base under what she's doing. She's the kind of person, this is how a movement is built. People that are really know what they're talking about. We'll be right back.
Their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
February is Heart Month.
Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big Bad Donald John Trump, that is.
Big John.
I love cutting in with that. Say, I just noticed... good thing is happening today. I'm looking at the president's Twitter account, and he's talking about CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference, which brings together 10,000 roaring right-wingers every year, in the beginning of the year, this time of year, February, March, last week of February, first week of March, generally there, brings them to the, is it called the Gaylord Hotel? There, it's in National Harbor, just south of Washington, D.C. I've never been in that particular hotel. I've been to CPAC back in the Omni Hotel in downtown D.C. But the wow, it began today, and this wasn't a very fiery day. This is just a sort of a warm-up. But today, Carter Page, the guy that was spied on in the felonious FISA warrants issued by the FISA court. He was there, interviewed. And what else happened today? Representative Dan Crenshaw, he's the war hero and veteran who is a Texas congressman. He gave a talk at 4 p.m. Eastern Time today entitled, "The Fate of Our Culture and Our Nation Hangs in the Balance." Yes, talking about that cultural rot that the young lady in San Francisco was referring to. And here's one, here's a speech by today by Mark Meadows at 6:40 p.m. a couple hours ago. North Carolina congressman, which sadly he's retiring from Congress, but I hope Donald Trump's not happy with that. He's going to make sure Mark Meadows gets some high position in his administration, in his second administration, rather than let him go off and spend time fishing. So that's all happened today, and tomorrow is going to be a big deal. Saturday, that's the big deal. Donald Trump will be speaking. His son will be participating in a panel on the excessive censorship power of the social media, of the left-wingers who run things like Google and Facebook and Twitter, ironically enough, where the president thrives so mightily. Let me hit refresh here on his account. And I love it when we have had tweets that appeared, you know, like we had one that appeared 9 seconds prior to my clicking on it. I love that kind of thing. So here's the president today at his great press conference with all these giants of immunology and epidemic healthcare. Here he is speaking. Let's go back to it.
Molson Coors Brewing Company. Plant. He's taking the lives of number of people were aborted.
That's not what I wanted. Here we go. Let's go forward a little bit further. Here we go. Okay.
And they're recovering. Of the 15 people, the original 15, as I call them, 8 of them have returned to their homes, to stay in their homes until fully recovered. 1 is in the hospital, and 5 have fully recovered. And 1 is, we think, in pretty good shape, and it's in between hospital and going home. So we have a total of, we have a total of 15 people, and they're in a process of recovering, with some already having fully recovered.
Now, would you have guessed that from listening to the lamestream, fake news, enemy of the people, national media, which are screaming and raving and foaming at the mouth about the out-of-control epidemic started by Donald Trump and his team of evildoer racists?
We started out by looking at certain things. We've been working with the Hill very, very carefully, very strongly, and I think we have very good bipartisan spirit for money. We were asking for $2.5 billion, and we think that's a lot. But the Democrats and I guess Senator Schumer.
Now, when he says we've had bipartisan cooperation, he must be talking about somebody. He's being nice, you know, way too nice. He's certainly not referring to Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer. He's hysterical. Enemies of the people.
Schumer wants us to have much more than that. And normally in life, I'd say, we'll take it. We'll take it. If they want to give more, we'll do more. We're going to spend whatever's appropriate. Hopefully, we're not going to have to spend so much because we really think we've done a great job in keeping it down to a minimum. And again, we've had tremendous success beyond what people would have thought. Now, at the same time, you do have some outbreaks in some countries. Italy and various countries are having some difficulty. China, you know about where it started. I spoke with President Xi. We had a great talk. He's working very hard, I have to say. He's working very, very hard. And if you can count on the reports coming out of China, that spread has gone down quite a bit. The infection seems to have gone down over the last 2 days. As opposed to getting larger, it's actually gotten smaller.
Now, as the president's saying that, again, he's not a doctor, neither am I, probably you are not either. And certainly, even if he were a doctor, has no, no connection to the pipeline of information on this epidemic. But these world authorities are arrayed alongside to either side and behind the president, and they're nodding in agreement as he states these things. So he's not a blabbermouth like Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer, who will just lie, just stand at a microphone and lie. As the pukes that they are.
Instance where we think we can be, it's somewhat reliable. It seems to have gotten quite a bit smaller. With respect to the money that's being negotiated, they can do whatever they want. I mean, we'll do the 2.5. We're requesting 2.5. Some Republicans would like us to get 4, and some Democrats would like us to get 8.5. And we'll be satisfied whatever it is. We're bringing in a specialist, very highly regarded.
Notice, by the way, if Democrats are proposing $8.5 billion, they're just making a number. They're pulling it out of an orifice. They're just making up a number, making it as large as they can. They don't give a rat's ass about the health of the American people, the actual American people. That's why they want open borders, and their love of open borders will not change, no matter what this epidemic does. They want those borders open. They want all those Chinese engineering students flooding into our universities. They want all those Mexicans flooding into our factories and onto our welfare rolls.
Specialist tomorrow, who works actually at the State Department, very, very tremendously talented in doing this. I want you to understand something that shocked me when I saw it, that I spoke with Dr. Fauci on this, and I was really...
Dr. Fauci is one of the top guys in the world.
Amazed, and I think most people are amazed to hear it.
Doctors.
The flu in our country kills from 25,000 people to 69,000 people a year. That was shocking to me. And so far, if you look at what we have with the 15 people and they're recovering, one is pretty sick, but hopefully will recover. But the others are in great.
Notice what Donald Trump does. He goes to the facts. He's not a politician. He says, bring me the facts. Dr. Fauci, the top epidemic guy in the country, comes to him. How many people? He says 25,000 to 69,000. Give me the numbers, says the president. 25,000 to 69,000 die of the flu every year, Mr. President. How many have died from this epidemic? None. How many total are infected? 15. How are they doing? One is sick. The rest are going home. And he brings us those facts.
Shay, but think of that. 25,000 to 69,000. Over the last 10 years, we've lost 360,000. These are people that have died from the flu.
I didn't know that, did you? 360,000 people having died over the last 10 years. Another thing you hear when you hear such things, of course, is very often those people who die of the flu are people with already severely compromised immune systems or are very frail from old age or disease. But nevertheless, they died. But they weren't, they weren't seniors in high school on the football team.
What we call the flu. Hey, did you get your flu shot? And that's something. Now, what we've done is we've stopped non-U.S. citizens from coming into America from China. That was done very early on. We're screening people, and we have been at a very high level, screening people coming into the country from infected areas. We have in quarantine those infected and those at risk. We have a lot of great quarantine facilities. We're rapidly developing a vaccine, and they can speak to you. The professionals can speak to you about that. The vaccine is coming along well, and in speaking to the doctors, we think this is something that we can develop fairly rapidly, a vaccine for the future, and coordinate with the support of our partners. We have great relationships with...
Notice again, he says, bring me the facts, and he also says, I'll have the medical professionals will speak to you on these other subjects. They will speak to you, not me. I'm not a know-it-all like Nancy, Nervous Nancy, or Crying Chuck. So anyway, very good on that. Let's go. That was a great thing he did today. He got some great rulings from the Supreme Court in the last few days, agreeing with him on his ability as the man in charge of our border to go after sanctuary cities and to enforce federal law in sanctuary cities. To hell with the sanctuary cities. The Supreme Court upheld the president's view, overruling lower courts full of Obama appointees as judges, who, of course, sided with places like San Francisco. But the Trump Supreme Court, which now has this weirdo Sotomayor on it, who is actually acting like a political activist lately. She's bemoaning that the court, she's calling the conservatives, the constitutionalists, the original constructionists on the court, she's calling them a rubber stamp for Donald Trump. Wow, is she out of line? And but by the way, speaking of judges that are out of line and shouldn't be judges, how about this one, Amy Berman Jackson, who is the one who has been persecuting Roger Stone, deprives him. He is right now, as we speak, Roger Stone is not allowed to speak. And I was watching Tucker Carlson covering this. He's doing the best job of covering it of anybody. And I expected him to say at any moment, said he's directly looking in the camera, talking to Amy Berman Jackson. And I expect him on one of these shows, he's going to look at her and say, are you going to put a gag order on me, Amy? You going to put a gag order on me? You going to send me, Tucker Carlson, to prison if I talk about anything? If I talk about this corrupt case that you're running where you knew that you're four person, let me remember her name again for a second. It'll come to me in a moment. Tamika, is that her first name? Tamika Hart, is that her last name? I think I got it right. That your four person was a political activist, married to a political activist, an attorney activist who lied in the court, lied on her, what's it called, the voir dire, her examination as a potential juror. Lied that she was unbiased, lied that she had no animus against the defendant, lied that she didn't know anything about the case, flat out lied, you knew it, you let her on, you didn't, not only did you put her on the jury, you made her the foreman of the jury. Let's just use the English word, foreman of the jury. The person most likely to steer the decision of the jury. In other words, you were running a kangaroo court, Amy Berman Jackson. You are running a kangaroo court, a disgrace to the American judicial system, appointed by Obama, a disgrace. And you should be replaced. You should be impeached. Charges should be filed against you for judicial misconduct. And Roger Stone ought to get a judgment against you of millions of dollars. Putting an almost 70-year-old man in solitary confinement. You put Paul Manafort in solitary confinement. You are cruel. You are an ideologue. You're not a judge. Gagging people, taking away a person who's already been convicted in your kangaroo court. He can't even walk out of the court after being convicted and still have his First Amendment freedom. What the hell is that? That's not America. That's Lubyanka. That's Lubyanka in 1931. That's Lavrenty Beria. That's Lazar Moseyevich Kaganovich. That's what that is. Stalin's henchman. Whose henchman are you? This is America, not Lubyanka prison. Not Mao's Red China. Not Pol Pot's Cambodia. That's where you, that's the culture you come out of. That's the cultural rot you come out of. Anyway, so that's That's another story, of course. And, of course, Donald Trump will rise to the occasion. He will, of course, he will pardon Roger Stone. But he's going to wait to see just how rotten the court of Amy Berman Jackson really is. You have to let her do her thing before you reverse it. Let's see what else we're looking at here. Let's take a peek. I want to take a look over at Breitbart during this break. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I've got to beware.
Hey, we're back. We stop, children, what's that? Here's a story for you. Let's look what's going down here in the left, in the medical left. Okay. Here's an article. Well, this is off of Breitbart. Here's the headline. The globalist response to coronavirus. What's their response? Open America's borders to the world. Huh. Sounds nuts, doesn't it? It is. Globalist ideologues, bureaucrats, and elected Democrats have said the United States' response to protecting American citizens from the coronavirus should be to keep America's borders open to the world. While the deadly coronavirus spreads across the globe, The Atlantic magazine writer James Hamblin wrote this week that the U.S. should actually consider opening its borders. Now, this becomes all the more remarkable when you realize James Hamblin studied medicine at, I went to UCLA. He studied medicine at UCLA. What? He's a doctor? What? Lift his license. He writes this: Italy, Iran, and South Korea are now among the countries reporting quickly growing numbers of detected COVID-19 infections. He says, many countries have responded with containment attempts despite the dubious efficacy and inherent harms of China's historically unprecedented crackdown. Then he writes, certain containment measures, he says, widely banning travel, closing down cities and hoarding resources, in other words, stockpiling something, are not realistic solutions for an outbreak that lasts years. All of these measures come with risks of their own. Ultimately, get this, this is a doctor writing this, ultimately, some pandemic responses will require opening borders, require opening borders, not closing them. At some point, the expectation that any area will escape effects of COVID-19 must be abandoned. Oh, hey, doctor, shove it. No, I don't have to abandon my hopes of avoiding the coronavirus. Sorry, doctor. Please bring your license back to, who gave it to you, UCLA? Gee, the disease must be seen as everyone's problem. See, now there's a true Marxist thinking for you. This is a young guy, too. There's a true Marxist. There's a Bernie bro right there. Or, you know, Nancy, Chucky, any of them. They're all the same. To the contrary, writes Breitbart, and let's see who the writer is, John Binder. This is a real man. This is a real writer. To the contrary, President Trump's administration has imposed a travel ban on China. Hear, hear. Where not only are Chinese nationals barred from entering the U.S. at this time, but foreign nationals who have recently visited China as well. There you go. Thank you, Mr. President. And we'll have to continue this. Friday, we've got a Trump rally in North Charleston. But we'll meet up again tomorrow night, Thursday, in the Trump Clubhouse to update ourselves on how CPAC, among other things, is going. See you tomorrow.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.